It was a tapping sound. It was loud, and it woke me in an instant. It wasn't normal. It wasn't a normal tapping. I mean, who gets taps on a door in the middle of the night anyway? There were five loud taps on my bedroom door. I sleep with the door closed, even though I live alone. I was asleep. I heard something. It startled me, and I became conscious. It took like 1 second to turn on my nightstand light and jump straight up. My feet were on the floor before my sheets fell to the bed. With the realization, it only took a couple of seconds to gather my senses. My chest began to pound. It was 3:30 in the morning, and I know what I heard. Tap, 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 tap. What was that? I quietly walked to my bedroom door, listening for noises all the way. I put my hand on the doorknob, and with one quick motion, I twisted it and swiftly swung the door wide open. Hey, I'm going to see what I'm going to see, so let's get it on. Dark. Nothing. I look up, I look down, left, down the hallway, right, and across from me. There's only the light from my bedside streaming into the hallway. Quiet. I listen. Nothing. What was that? Is there anyone there? Hello? I shout. I listen. My dogs get up and walk to me. I have two dogs, a Labrador and a Shar Pei, with tails long enough to make the exact noise if they would wag them while standing next to the door, but they were in the room with me and were asleep. Now they're looking at me like I'm crazy. The taps were loud enough that I felt the door for pockmarks in it. Nope. I checked the inside, the bedroom side. Nothing. Next to my bedroom door is the door to my closet. Perhaps that one? No, nothing there. No pockmarks, no scratches. I asked myself, was I imagining this? Was I dreaming? It sounded so real. It was real. Tap, 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 tap. I play those five sounds again from my memory. I know what I heard. Was it a communication of sorts? That's where my mind went immediately. I know it may sound crazy, but that's what I thought when I couldn't physically explain the noise. Someone or something was trying to talk to me? If it was a spirit, what do they want? Why are they communicating with me? And why five taps? And for God's sake, why 3:30 in the morning? It could have my complete attention just as well at 3:30 in the afternoon, I promise. Now I'm angry. I'm wide awake, agitated, and I can find no reason for the noise. Did I dream it? I couldn't have. It was so real. I know what I heard. Five knocks or taps, like the sound of a wooden spoon tapping on a hollow core bedroom door. I heard it. It was loud. Later, I Googled taps in the night, and what comes up is hairy. I know you can Google anything and get several crazy hits, but a number of people have had similar experiences. Again, according to the internet. But some other dude had the same, almost exact thing happen to him. He doesn't appear to be a wacko. He writes, "One night at around 2 a.m, I was awakened by the sound of knocking somewhere in the house. I remember five knocks in quick succession. I slept with my bedroom door shut, so it was difficult to know exactly where the noise came from, but it was assuredly inside the house. It woke me up and freaked me right out." This guy's name is Stephen. He's a lawyer. He spent the next moments frantically searching his house for some sign of what made the knocking sound, but couldn't discover anything. No signs of forced entry, all doors and windows locked. For another hour, he waited up, but nothing else happened. I don't remember searching the rest of my house. For some reason, I didn't think I needed to. This happened to him 2.5 years ago. For me, it was 11 years ago. And for both of us, it has never repeated. To this day, we don't know what it was. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.